hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Without all points bulletins. We'll set him roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspaper, the TV station, the gas station, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to
touch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it completely different. More the same, actually. Hello, I'm Dutch Jones, and let me tear the little calendar off here so I can get the date right. Okay, here we go. Remember Dixie Man used to hate it when I did that gay voice?
Oh, yeah.
God, we miss him. Can't wait to see him in heaven. It is May 2nd, 2011. I'll back off the microphone there. Sorry about that. I was leaning in to read the calendar. I am Dutch Jones. This is Stronghold Radio coming to you from, where are we? Camp Kahuilla in Central California, bringing you a Christian militant worldview that a lot of people don't like, which is kind of funny. I'm getting a big kick out of the attacks I'm getting, but hey, that's just the way it goes. It lets me learn now who I can't count on and who I can count on later. And I'd rather have it that way. You know, even with all the troubles and everything and people sending me stuff and getting mad at me for doing the radio show and the things we do here, that's fine. And now I know whose side people are on. But I am Dutch Jones, and I'm here to talk to you about anything that comes to mind. And I don't know, is there anything good in the news lately? It's been kind of a slow news couple of days. There's not really much going on, you know, since the royal wedding. And oh yeah, that's right, they say they killed Osama bin Laden. Did you guys hear about that? Did you guys hear anything about that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been a whole lot in the news about it. Man, what a media circus. What a media circus. I mean, I remember I didn't hear about it till late last night. Somebody, you guys, I think Warland was the first person to tell me. Everybody started IMing me and texting me. My phone started ringing. And I'm like, I thought he was already dead, but okay, I thought we weren't looking for him. Remember that? And you guys have probably seen a ton of it. I heard, I got called by Minuteman this morning. They're already talking about it on Liberty Tree Radio a bunch. And I've been doing some reading today. We had to go around and get groceries and do some technical stuff. But, wow. We got a photo that got put out, and I sent it out to some of you guys. A photo out of him supposedly dead, looked like he got shot in the face. And as soon as I looked at it, I go, that's fake. I can tell right now it's fake. That's his mouth and nose, but that's not his head, top of his head. And it only took about, I spent about an hour on the internet, and I found photos. And then it turned out that Alex Jones, if you go to Infowars.com and you can scroll down there, there's some stuff about it. But we figured it out, little old Lou and I. Figured it out that it was a composted picture, and now they're backing off of saying that was really him. That wasn't released by the defense agencies or Obongo. But boy, what about that Obongo? A 9-minute speech on how great he did everything. I did this, I did that.
He didn't go out and look for him and kill him.
Yeah, it was a campaign speech, a 9-minute campaign speech. The one thing, I listened to it 3 times now. And he kept saying, we have his body, we have his body. But at the moment that he said that, they'd already thrown the body in the ocean. So, yeah, he's lying. Oh, go figure. If they really did throw it in the ocean. I don't know. I don't know if it's got freezer burn on it that they stuck. I like Mark Kornke's idea that he's actually sitting in China right now getting dialysis. I've had people send me stuff, a lot of our good soldiers and things that are... Oh, boy, I'm getting messages again. A lot of our good soldiers and stuff... they're saying, well, they didn't believe he ever existed anyway. I've read enough stuff that he did exist. The royal family knows who he is. He was the red-headed stepchild of the bin Laden family, a super rich Saudi Arabian family that built a lot of public structures and mosques and things. His brothers and sisters, he did exist. He was a product of the CIA. Whether he knew he was being used by the New World Order, Whether he was blowback, whether he was a full-on CIA operative, it doesn't matter to me. Whether he you know, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour, and I got to say that now. Steve Klein's going to be on in the 6 o'clock hour. I wanted him there because we'd have more listeners, and we may rehash some of this stuff. But everybody's attacking me now, and they're like, oh, well, this is a big waste of time because we all know Bush did 9/11. Okay, let's take, and I want you to have this in your heads. Think about this while we're debating this issue today, and we'll probably spend 2 hours talking about it, and I'll give out the phone number. I want to know what you guys think. Because your theories are just as valid as mine on this, because we don't know the truth. Even if you take out 9/11 and the 3,000-plus people, whoever killed them, whoever instigated it, whoever pushed the buttons, whoever funded it, it doesn't matter. Muslims have been killing Christians around the world since they started. They are an enemy of Christ, and that's it, period. So we're going to approach it from there. I mean, they swamp and or swamp, overrun and burn churches and murder and rape Christian women. It's just something they do, even if you take 9/11 out of it. Let's just say 9/11 was an inside job, had nothing to do with Islam, other than the fact that Islam was the backdrop that they tried to blame it with. Now, here's the way I describe it to people, and some people get mad at me, especially gypsies. Al-Qaeda, Islam threats, the terrorists, are akin to what the gypsies would do to keep the villagers out of the woods. They would tell them stories of werewolves and vampires and goblins and ghosts and banshees, depending on where you lived. Oh my, Stacy says in the background. So, yeah, Al-Qaeda is a made-up group. It's fluffed up. But the fact that Muslims do kill anyone that's not with them, and they are violent. Not, you know, and I'm first to say that not every single Muslim is a violent, vile person. There may be one or two I haven't met yet that I could trust. I haven't met them yet. But you've got to understand that. So from that key point, let's not argue about whether or not Al-Qaeda had anything to do with 9/11. That's not the point. Let's take this operation that 10 years has been going on, tens of thousands of lives wasted all over the world, your civil liberties taken away, all because they wanted to get a group of people, and their leader was Osama bin Laden, right? Let's look at it from that.
Can they get rid of TSA now?
Yeah, the war on terror should be over. Mm-hmm. My ex-sister-in-law said, oh, you know, I'm waiting for the gas to go down and so I can fly, and also so I can fly and not get groped, and it's not going to happen. You know, in fact, what are they saying? Oh, now we have a heightened risk of retaliatory action. That's where I'm at on it. I think that whether he was alive or dead or really alive and they killed him, I don't care. They're doing this to cover something up. There's something else going on that we don't see yet. And number two, to thwack the hornet's nest, to make the Muslims mad again. That's all it is. They're stirring the pot up. Plus, whose poll numbers are low? Who's launched his re-election campaign? Okay, so it doesn't really, I just sent an email out to the code 20 people. I trust no one that I don't trust with the lives of my wife and kids. So everything I see in the media, I take it with a pound of salt. Minuteman saying, as Peter Hammond shared, over 6,000 people were murdered on September 11th when you count the Christians killed in the Middle East on that day in celebration. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. Just because Islam, the evil of Islam is being used by the New World Order doesn't mean Islam isn't evil. So, and I'm not gonna flog that dead horse. Here's my phone number. If you wish to call in, I'd like to get your view. Are you one of the freezer burn guys that think you see was killed years ago? Do you think it was a body double? All that. I'd like to know your opinion. What have you heard out there? The area code. Get ready. Get your crayons ready, folks. 559-346-8362. We've got 2 hours. Of course, we'll have Steve come in on the second hour, so you won't be able to call in then. So don't wait till then. 559-346-8362. Because you know Steve. We love him, but he's going to have some opinions, and he's going to run with them, and I'm going to let him. Because I haven't been hearing any of the talking heads. Came close on Hannity and Combs just before, not Hannity and Combs. That's how old, you know, long ago. Hannity was interviewing a guy who was sounding a little bit like Steve Klein. I was like, maybe Steve's not alone out there. Minuteman says he's a freezer burn believer. Yeah, he could have died from kidney disease. The other thing, the thing that nobody really wants to talk about too much, and if you're hearing it somewhere else, let me know. Let's say it's true that he was in Pakistan. Why did it take so long to find him? Boy, who's this? Okay, let me see. Which one's this? Hello, are you there?
Hey, this is Warlin.
Hey, Warlin. I should recognize the area code by now. Where do you stand on this thing, Warlin?
I think they probably pulled him out of the freezer myself.
Yeah.
I heard he was killed in 2002, and Prime Minister Boutros, remember, she assassinated India? She was supposed to come out with news that he was already dead. Why she got killed.
Yeah, severe blunt trauma to the head after she fell into in the limo. Her own bodyguards killed her, it looks like. So
right,
yeah, I remember that. She was gonna tell the story.
She's gonna spill the beans.
Yeah. Yeah, definite possibility. And I don't wanna take away from Steve's thunder, but I heard he was killed in Tora Bora and there was nothing left but gristle. So because I don't know if you remember about 2005 or 2006, they said Osama bin Laden is not our goal. We're not looking for him anymore. And I was like, what?
Right.
Yeah, so that he must be dead already or, in a coma somewhere. Mm-hmm. But, I think freezer burn is definitely, they're all possible. And the sad thing is we'll probably never know. But why not freezer burn? Let's see if they release real pictures. Because they say they do have real pictures of the event and they have video cameras and... it was a 40-minute firefight, so there's going to be a lot of... They're going to come out with their own video game on this, I bet. 40
minutes.
Yeah, it was a 40-minute firefight. Lee didn't realize that. It was a 40-minute firefight. He was hiding behind one of his many wives when they got him, supposedly. It's a great story. It sounds like it was written by somebody from Hollywood, which made me... I kept saying, if you haven't seen the movie Wag the Dog, you've got to go see it now, because that's what this... This is like Clinton-esque, man. We've done what Bush can...
Massive psyop.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here waiting for the other shoe to drop. We said, look, if they're going to attack, they're going to attack. Let's go get groceries. So we went and got a bunch more canned food, and we actually skipped on a trip to go gold panning, and the guy just came by and said they found gold. I'm like, oh, we should have gone gold panning. But we went and got food and stuff, to stockpile and some things. I didn't go to the VA today because I had to go to the VA for a glaucoma exam, but I'm like, I don't want to be in a government building today. Who knows what kind of security checks we're going to have? And so I didn't go do that. Are you gonna do anything different now that they're telling us there may be retaliation?
No, I'm probably going to be loading more Christmas music on my computer. In fact, I was playing Christmas music when I heard the news.
Yeah. Yeah. What were we watching last night when Warlin let me know? We were watching something funny. Oh, Star Trek Wrath of Khan. Lou had never seen it, and I wanted to share with them fine Corinthian leather. So, Ricardo Montalban. And so we did that. So, okay, so Warland's saying it's freezer burn. I think I'm going to agree with Cornkey that he's probably in China or somewhere, doing what he can do, And, just he's being rewarded for his good CIA operations. That's what I'm thinking.
That's another possibility.
Yeah. We don't know who's right. Well, thank you for calling in, Warlin. Let's see if anybody else wants to call in and give us a view, their point of view. Thanks, Warlin. God bless you, brother.
Okay.
Bye. That was Warlin from Chico State. That number again is 559-346-8362. I do want to hear from you. I really don't just type it in the chat room. Don't send me an email. I'm getting emails now, I can see. I want to know what you think, and I want you to share it. And you don't even have to defend it if you just say it's my gut feeling. But if you've got some evidence, like Warlin did, talking about Boutros, getting the boot to the head in the limo because she was going to tell, that's fine. Let's share a little bit of info. Now, one thing I'm really hurt by is my entire retirement was based on that $25 million reward. Remember, he was number one on the FBI's most wanted list? There was a $25 million reward. I was training Lou to go get him. Lou doesn't know this, of course. I kept him out of the loop on it, but I've been training him to go get him, and I thought, he could go get him, and then we could retire. I'd give him like $1 million, and I'd keep the rest. Lou thinks that OBL is an alien. He is living on the dark side of the moon right now. We've never been to the moon, Lou. It was all faked. You're confusing. You're conflicting your conspiracies, Lou.
Well, that's funny, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's an alien.
Yeah, speaking of that, just not to change the subject too much, but Superman denounced his American citizenship, which I'm not too upset by that because I always thought he was an illegal alien that entered the atmosphere illegally anyway, but just wanted, because people wanted me to talk about that today, so I threw that out there for you. That's my opinion on that. I don't read comic books. Not that they're bad, but, or what does Luke call them? Illustrated novels? Is that what he, I think he calls them?
No.
But yeah, okay, so we got to vote for freeze or burn. The rest of you are not wanting to call in. That's kind of sad. One of the other theories that I've heard, that I heard, and I mentioned it briefly, some people are saying stuff that he never existed. Well, that's not true, because he, during the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, he was one of our guys. There's a lot of file footage. There's a lot of, even before Al-Qaeda was a word whispered in the back halls of the CIA, he was already an operative. We gave him Stinger missiles, and he chased the Russian hordes out of there. And he was fighting in Chechnya, I believe, Afghanistan. So we created this one. A great book called Blowback. I can't remember the author's name. I'd Google it, but I'm too afraid to try and type it. I think I'll bring down. But a book called Blowback that talks about that. And it's just crazy to think that there isn't a plan behind this. I know that. I know there's a rhyme and a reason to it. But let's say that there are multiple factions at war here within, you know, the dark power elites. So maybe they're working against each other. But I want to explore the one. Lou's looking up Osama Bin Laden. Mr. Bean is in his face. I wish you could put that in the chat room. That was pretty funny. Osama Bin Laden. But Pakistan here. Pakistan is not innocent in any of this, and I hate the way that we deal with Pakistan. We embargo everybody. We cut off medical supplies to everyone, but yet we let Pakistan do whatever they want to do. Lou put the Mr. Bin Laden clip in the chat room. Those of you that aren't listening in the chat room, you don't get to see it. So my apologies to the pod people. Just Google it, Mr. Bin Laden. It's a great picture, actually. Can you put my face in there? Dutch Laden? I think we should do that. Yeah, isn't that adorable? I should make that my Facebook ID picture, Mr. Bin Laden. Nobody's saying anything about why did he have this, you know, million-dollar estate where every other day, I assume, or they brought people, and he had to get kidney dialysis. You know, I sit here and I complain about me being an injured, out of shape, you know, diabetes and all that. But look what he did. Of course, he was a millionaire before he started. Oh, wait a minute. Let's take a break here. Not a news break or a commercial break, but Lou, slow down. Scotty 38 says his wife needs prayer. She spent 3 days, 3 days this weekend in the ICU. She was sent home today. Wow. Well, Scotty, definitely, let's put that out there. Scotty's wife is in need of some medical prayer, that the Lord would, in fact, act on her doctor's hands and find out whatever the reason is. The Lord knows. The Lord is the perfect doctor, perfect surgeon, perfect caregiver. Whatever it is that is ailing Scotty's wife, that it be healed. And we just ask everyone in the listening audience to pray this with us right now. If we were there, we would lay hands on, but we will use the the wonders of the digital world, and we will symbolically lay hands upon your wife, Scotty, and pray that she be healed and that her comfort be brought around quickly, and that that the Lord will use you in any way necessary to make her recovery quick, swift, and comfortable. So we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Scotty, for putting that out there. People tend to forget, you know, militia, militant. We're also, you know, we're primarily a Christian radio show. That's the kind of stuff we talk about. And, you know, the people focus on the, you were talking the other day about how to take out tanks, the Abrams M1, oh, you're vile, you're evil, you got to stop. Go wet yourself somewhere else. But we're primarily a Christian. So that's great. Well, so it's good. Everybody that heard my voice, make sure you do that prayer. Or you don't have to do the same exact prayer I did. But do a prayer for Scotty's wife, if you could, a couple times today. You know, reach out. Because prayer does matter. Prayer does work. I've seen it in my life. I need a lot of prayer right now to keep from... how do I put this without making things worse? To keep going the course. I need prayer for me to keep going the course and not to just say, you know, forget you guys. You're not worthy of my attendance. And, you know, because I've been having some problems with people, interpersonal things. And I pray that if there's anything I'm doing that I could change to make things a little easier, unless it's not within God's plan. So that's just it. Everybody needs prayer, folks. Everybody needs prayer. I got a pastor friend that just found out he's got like tumors in two parts of his body, and you know the guy's been a health nut his whole life, and boom, here comes two tumors, and we were hoping he'd be able to come up here and help our pastor out. Now he's got to stay in Southern California. So I mean, there's just so much going on. We just somebody just died in a car crash over the weekend. I forgot his name. He was the switch and the or the cross and the switchblade. That movie. You guys help me here. Yeah, it was a movie called The Cross and the Switchblade. Look it up, Lou. Well, anyway, the pastor that movie was about, he was like 80-some years old, was killed in a car crash. So things are getting weirder and weirder. But what we've got to do is the other thing I want to talk about with this OBL thing, OBL, is what are they trying to cover? David Wilkerson, Pastor David Wilkerson, passed away this weekend in a car crash. His wife, I guess, survived, but he was in his 80s, so... There you go. It's a Pat Boone movie. Maybe we need to get it and show it in the church. But what are they covering up? Stacy thinks it's the birth certificate because he did the birth certificate debacle and then everybody started tearing it apart. So, and I think that's a good one, Stacy. I think he put that birth certificate, the long form supposedly, and everybody went, wait a minute, it's as bad as the first one. And they were starting to really go after it. And he's like, uh-oh, get me some Navy SEALs, get me a villa somewhere that we can kill everybody in, and let's do it. Let's make it happen. I mean, I could totally see that happening in the Oval Office. People are going to... Do we have any enemies over in Pakistan of the state? You know, is it still... Who's the Prime Minister of Pakistan? I don't even know anymore. Sharif or something. Muammar Sharif, the actor? I don't know. But is it Fez, that guy from that 70s show? Isn't he the Prime Minister now? And said, hey, is there anybody you need hit? We'll go and we'll take care of it. We'll kill two birds with one stone. Boom, boom, bing. And now, oh, suddenly, even you got people going, oh, we praise Obongo. He did a great job. You know, even President Bush is patting him on the back. And, you know, and they did it before 10 years because September would have been 10 years, right? I think. Yeah, because it was so 2001, right? I'm don't honor the people that died in the World Trade Centers. It's just everything's confusing to me when it comes to dates, even before. But it's a. What are they covering up? What's the distraction? We got tons of stuff going on in the world. Since you guys don't want to call up with theories, I'm going to run with this. They found out that Hugo Chavez has been working with Hamas and Hezbollah down in Venezuela, and I've always suspected it because those groups, even traditionally in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, they all worked together. You had the Red Brigade going to Africa to work with Idi Amin. You had Shining Path. Going over to the Congo. Yeah, I mean, there's just such cross-pollination in all these terrorist groups because why? They're all really working for the same group. Red Army faction, you know, leaving Europe and going to North Korea. They all do that. So you've got different terrorist groups south of our border, Mexico, Guatemala, but specifically in Venezuela. And there's training camps down there. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And people are starting to talk about it, and Obongo's like, uh-oh, we need a victory. We gotta show, hey, I'm the man. They're saying I'm soft. Now, what's weird is if you've been paying attention to this, the way they scripted it out, one of their helicopters had to be left behind and destroyed. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, man, you know, how close did he come to pulling a Jimmy Carter? I don't even remember the name of the operation. Remember when they went over there and they killed the rescue guys in the desert because something went horribly wrong? And so I'm thinking, wow, this could have gone the other way. If it was real, we got to keep qualifying my statements here. If it was real, I mean, they had to leave behind equipment and blow it up, and it took them 40 minutes. They had to kill his wife to get to him. Who took that shot? Because nothing is done without the control now of, you know, higher ups. They were all on communications. They were all wearing cameras, and he's probably huddled in the corner with his wife in a headlock. You know, going, get out of my house! Get out of my house! And somebody said, hey, I've got him, but I got to get rid of the old lady first. Okay, take the shot. Boom, she drops, and they shoot him, if that's the way it went. Let's see, Obongo announced a few days ago that he was going to run for his second term. Yep. And now Bin Laden gets killed. Yeah. I mean, that's Occam's razor. You know, the simplest one is he's just trying to get some bonus points in the polls. But I'm telling you, I'm getting emails from all kinds of military guys, and I can't give out their names, that listen, pod people and people that we train with, that are just like saying, no, none of this is right. No. You know, and I've got other military guys that we've known, he's been in Pakistan for the whole time. You know, he's never left Pakistan. He went from Tora Bora to Pakistan, and he stayed there. I've got other military guys say, oh, yeah, we obliterated him with a Predator missile, Predator drone. That's the other thing that was neat about this, is that I guess sometime in the past few months, Obongo had the chance to kill him with a missile and didn't. What? Let's say that he passed that choice up to take him out. They knew where he was. They had a drone on him. They did facial recognition. You know, they were 100% sure it was him, and he said, no, I don't want to kill collateral damage. Well, that may have been ready to leak out, and they're like, you let him get away because you didn't want to blow up, you know, yada, yada, yada. So now he has to go in and fake that he did kill him. But, with all that said, in Obongo's defense, do you think that if Bin Laden was alive right now, he wouldn't be all over the air? He wouldn't be on Al Jazeera going, yee-hoo, you missed me! So, I don't know. You know, and that's why I think he's been dead the whole time. Because if he were alive, and they just faked his death, which is one theory, Obama would really take advantage of this to make the Great Satan look stupid, wouldn't he? Unless he's working with the Great Satan, and he's in China. Boy, isn't this confusing? This is like one of those... If this was a movie, we'd all be tearing apart the plot lines, because we'd be like, wait, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make... And then I'm going to give this one to you, and like I said, we're going to talk about this again in the second hour, but I'm going to let Steve talk about it, and you'll get kind of a different take. Why did they dump him in the ocean? Now, reports are saying that it was with Muslim tradition, which is, why are we bending to Muslim tradition? And two, they're saying that no other country wanted him, because they were afraid if they put a burial site somewhere, it would become a holy site, and it would be a focus for pilgrims of martyrs, martyr pilgrims to go to. So they threw him in an ocean somewhere. Well, they'll never find him. He's, you know, depending on where they did it. But dumped him in the Marianas Trench so he could be down there with that really evil Transformer. What was his name? What's the evil Transformer, Lou? Megatron. And so they dropped him down there to be with Megatron. How are they going to defend their point of view? They can say, look, we have DNA in this Petri dish. Okay, I can believe that. How long does it take to do mitochondrial DNA? They can do it that fast now? Wow. Are you going to play a break? Are you going to break for me? We're going to go into a break right now. Keep listening. I'm Dutch Jones. This is Stronghold Radio. You find the new Vandela, give his head a big whack. CA soldier, just shoot them in the back. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, life in Middle East is really kind of fun. We never get a job and we get to shoot a gun. I don't like Jews, but I have 20 sons. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me 5 wives, got me a hookah. When sun come up, I strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wore a burqa. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I wouldn't trade my life for a camel or a goat. And when I get a chance, I like to cut somebody's throat. And when I point my gun for me, you will vote. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. I'd kill infidels all day if I could. But Allah and my wives wouldn't take it very good. So I bomb when I could, pray when I should. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me 5 wives, got me a hookah. When sun comes up, I strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wear a burqa. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. My baba's dead and dead and he died. There be his human shield sitting right by his side. He said, shoot women first and do it with pride. And thank Allah, you're a jihad boy. My daddy taught me young how to make me a bomb. I really think Americans are mean to Saddam. I make excuse that they just hate Islam. And thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me 5 wives, got me a hookah. When sun comes up, I strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wear a burqa. Yeah! when the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info. Howdy ho, neighbors. If you're listening to Stronghold Radio, it doesn't really matter who I am because it's not about me. Even though other people want to make it about me, it's not about me. And you know what? It's not about you either. Folks, we're talking about Osama bin Laden. Is he dead? Is he dead? Is he dead? That's what I want to know. Is he dead? Was he ever alive? When did he die? You know, freezer burn? Did they just shuffle him off to Buffalo where he got plastic surgery and is now a cab driver? Or is he living the high life now on the payroll of the American CIA? I don't know. You know what? We're never going to know. But while I was on break, I noticed I got an email here from Gary Franchi over at Restore the Republic. Students attending the Wheeler block party were met by a multi-jurisdictional task force who used tear gas, LRAD, sound weapons, and crowd suppression tactics to force students into their homes. I posted some links there to that, so go to Restore the Republic if you're interested in finding out about that. That's breaking news. Go to the realityreport.blip.tv, and you can find it there. Realityreport.blip.tv. And I put a link in there for YouTube, but it's like really huge and long, and if I gave it to you, you wouldn't figure it out. So the tyranny continues, even though we've stopped the evil terrorist Osama bin Laden. Is it going to be safe to go to Disneyland now? You know, am I going to get groped if I were allowed on an airplane? I'm not allowed on airplanes, but am I going to get groped if I go on an airplane? Weird stuff, isn't it? They're going to start bringing the troops home? Is that what we're going to do now? What are the plans for that? We're going to pull out of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. You know, pretty wacky stuff. Pretty wacky stuff. We're gonna stop supporting the Islamic Brotherhood now in all these countries where they've started revolutions? I doubt it. Do you think one little thing is going to change? Are we going to shut down Gitmo? Are we going to have military tribunals for all these people we've been holding without warrants, without charges? No, we're not going to do that. They're claiming that they got all this information by... Well, there's two sides of it. Some are saying by using enhanced interrogation techniques, i.e. torture, or just by being nice to him. That's why it took so long. That the folks that have at Gitmo are like, be nice to me. You know, stop feeding me bacon and I'll tell you something. Stop. It turns out what they were doing is they were following a courier. Because supposedly Osama bin Laden doesn't allow any cell phones. Internet, not a single luxury. It's kind of like Green Acres at his house. I don't even think he had a pole that he could climb up. Yeah, it was like Gilligan's Island.
Well,
you know.
They still had a phone. They had to come up with
Yeah,
phone,
but so he'd have a courier come in. So they act on his cell phone. They activated. He probably had an iPhone, and since they can track you on your iPhones now, that's probably how they did it. And they said they could figure out how many people. And one of the things we knew something was up because they were burning their garbage. Wow, we burn our garbage here. You know, we do have a dumpster that takes them out, but, like, all the bulk stuff we burn, you know. So I guess we're going to be focused on. And they said that there were 8 to 12-foot-high walls around this place. So, yeah, they were following a courier, but they got that information from people that they either did or did not waterboard at Club Gitmo. Now, I listened to Rumsfeld today. He's been a couple places, and he's, you know, praising Obongo and saying it's great, and, you know, we've got to keep going, and that his second-in-command is going to take over, and I can't pronounce the names. I'm not even going to try. You know, Whoopi Whoopi Wing Bang, or who any of these guys are. Okay, fine. But what I do know is that there are people out there that are not under the control of the New World Order that think they're really engaged in a holy jihad to get their caliphate to come out of the ground. And that's probably the mass of the people. And that's the wonderful thing about running one of these PSYOP groups. You just have to do a little bit of good advertising. Can you answer that? I don't know why they're calling it on that line. Answer it, Vice Tyrant Radio. And doing the best that they can to instigate these regular... They got sheep, too. Who is it trying to call in? Oh, yeah, he's got to call on the 559 number. Or the 346-8362. Yeah, because somebody wants to call in. That line, we don't use that line. It's not even hooked up anymore. It's too scratchy. I mean, when I have guys call up in on the hard line, it's just terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. Wow, that's entirely too loud. Well, I assume this is Rocky, right? Hello?
Hey, Dutch.
You're live on the air. Just go ahead.
Hey, Dutch. You know what the real question is? What happened to his cat?
Say that again?
What happened to Bin Laden's cat? Doesn't the leader of Spectre have a cat? That's what I'm calling him.
If you're going to be Dr. Evil, you have to have a pet or...
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Dr. Evil had a cat. He had Mini-Me. Is there a Mini-Me?
He threw it away, but he was getting fur on his robe. That's what it was.
I don't know.
He was shaking his robe too much, yeah. He was just around in a wheelchair.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, if they're going to make him up to be like a Bond-level evil guy, yeah, they should have gone with the cat and the... So who knows?
All the Z-Hot boys are there, all henchmen. All hired, you don't know where they're hired from.
Yeah.
He's just submarine and everything.
Scantily clad man.
Yeah. I was speaking earlier with you about that, too, about those detaining handbooks. You know, people thinking about it for a while, and, you know, they wanted all those things printed up all of a sudden. Well, guess what? Now they're going to claim, well, we got the main bad guy. Now they can focus their kids on other things.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows? Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They got ready for something, and I know it wasn't this. And they're not going to round up Muslims. They're just not.
This is a major chess piece they've moved to claim this. This is opening the door for other things, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Let's see. You know, I got an email here from a listener who's listening right now, Craig. Dutch. This is a big freaking joke, Osama. Got his training from the CIA back in the early 80s. Then he uses what he learned from our government and blows our people up. Who knows how long this guy has been dead? It could have been months. Now President Obama's ratings are up, so the jig is up. Yeah, that's one view. What's your opinion? Are you falling into the he's been dead for a while, he's gone, he never was, he's really Michael J. Fox? What is your opinion?
I think that it's a lot of hype to get his ratings up. That's exactly what I told Twinkle Toes this morning. I said this is just to get his ratings up is all it is. He's boring.
Yeah. Well, do you think he was dead already? Do you think they actually killed him?
He's dead or he doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I've spoken with other people here and there just out of the blue wherever I go, and 95% of the people I've spoken to, they're like, yeah, whatever, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't run into anybody that's buying the story. There's a few people on Facebook, you know, they wave the flag. There's some families of people that were killed in the World Trade Centers, and of course all the folks that were dancing in front of the White House. But actually, that may look like a lot, but that's a small percentage of the population. You know, and I want to know, how did they know that he was going to release the information, and where did those people come from to suddenly spontaneously have a party in front of the White House? Sounds staged to me, but that's a whole other topic. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But for the victims' families to be saying things like, oh, now I have closure, I'm not going to mock them. You know, they don't want to admit that, you know, who really killed their family members and stuff. But, you know, what instigated it, what started it one way or the other. We're not a 9/11 truth show exclusively, but we're not blind to that fact either. But it's just, who tomorrow when this rings out, after the excitement dies down, who's really going to believe any of this?
Exactly. You know, and like I was saying, you know, this is a preview for something else. I think it was a couple weeks ago, I was in Colorado, and I was telling you about all the Walmart employees. Every single one of them had surgical gloves on.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
That was creepy. And we're in another part of the country here in the Pacific Northwest, and the Walmart we went to last night, none of them was wearing that. And you think about over there in Colorado near Denver, that's an international airport.
Yeah, so I can see them bringing...
Spraying something on the food to the Walmart and getting it distributed out to there, they claim it's coming through the airport, when it's really something that was being sprayed locally on the food.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they could send out a memo to all Walmart corporations, send out a memo, all the Walmart employees need to wear gloves, you know, with no protection.
And then what do they do? They'll blame it on enraged terrorists who are mad about Osama bin Laden being killed that poisoned the food supply.
That's right. This was just a couple of weeks ago. I was there. Incubation period is coming. It's ticking away. Who knows?
Because there are going to be... There are Islamo idiots that have nothing to do with the New World Order that just are self-appointed lone wolves. We've got them in our groups. There are Muslim lone wolves and small cells out there that could care less about the New World Order or anything, but they just think they're doing the right thing, and this may trigger them. Maybe that's why they did it, just to see if they could do some idiot out there in a garage with a homemade bomb. So, you know, I had somebody tell me the other day, there hasn't been one attack in the United States by a Muslim. Well, there have been several attempts, but they've been retarded. So, who knows? There may be more. There may be more.
That's right. That's right.
So.
That's right.
Okay, Rocky. Well, thanks for calling in with the James Bond reference. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
Of course, Rocky, our truck-driving friend with Twinkle Toes. I guess they're still on the road out there. Now, that's dedication. They went out and got a wireless internet card so they could listen while they drive around in their truck. Because, of course, I get the... What radio stations are you on? We're not on that many radio stations that I know of, but we're on the internet, so people can hear us. And that to me, is dedicated that they do that, that they would listen. So thanks for calling in, Rocky. The number to call in, the right number to call in, is 559-346-8362. Where is this headed? What do you see what do you think the outcome is going to be? Not what they want it to be. Not what Obongo's going for. He may just be looking to get reelected. But what are the unintended consequences of this? Are they going to trigger nasty stuff? I think for sure we're going to lose more liberty. They're going to come up with an excuse and say, well, now that we've completely enraged Islam, you know, and what's funny is I'm not really hearing. Are you guys hearing it? Because I'm not. I'm scouring the internet, but I'm not hearing any, national leaders go, oh, thank God you killed that guy. I'm hearing like little imams and stuff, like from Detroit and stuff, say, oh, well, that's great. I'm glad you got rid of him. He made our lives hard. But that's easy to say, because then when you ask him the next question, like, well, do you condemn what he did? Sure, he made your life hard, but do you condemn what he did? Do you condemn any terrorist group? And a lot of Muslims don't want to do that, because they're not allowed to condemn other Muslims. It's kind of like the 11th commandment Ronald Reagan came up with, thou shalt not speak poorly of other Republicans. So Muslims are the same way. But as we speak, there are new mosques being built all around the United States. And maybe this is an attempt to make us be a little more mushy, a little more like, hey, we got rid of the bad guy. He was the one bad apple. Let's all just get along now. I don't know. I don't know. I think the one consistent is that we're going to lose more liberty faster than we normally would have. We were going to lose it anyway. They're headed down a path that we're not going to stop them at until we come to blows. But I think it's just going to speed that up. I really do. I think it's going to speed up the loss of rights. And what does that mean? We keep doing the same thing we're always doing. We just keep training, keep hoarding food, keep trying to make ourselves better, weed out the sick, twisted minds that just don't get it, that are dangerous to the cause, but build up the people that need to be built up, and just strengthen ourselves as best we can. And it matters not what the enemy does, because our reaction should always be the same. You know, within a spectrum of realities. We meet force with force, of course, when it comes on us. We be defensive until it starts, and then we become offensive when we can. But I don't know. We don't live in fear. And that's what Obama was a symbol of, fear. What did I say, Obama?
Osama.
Did I say Osama?
Yeah, you said Obama.
Okay, so I keep messing that up, Obama, Osama. That's almost why I say Obongo, because I don't confuse the two. But OBL, I have to say it that way, OBL was a symbol of fear. He was the wolf in the woods. He was the uncatchable villain. he was the Hannibal Lecter, you know, that we all keep in our minds. And what are they going to do now? Well, what do they usually do in a storyline, you know, when they get rid of somebody? Well, they either rehash the story over and over again like they do with Star Wars. Let's go back and talk about how Darth Vader got there. Now that we've made him dead, you know, remember they killed Darth Vader, so they had to go back and make him mean again, so they had to start from when he was a kid. Or they come up with a new villain. And I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to raise up somebody. They're going to find somebody, and it may not be any of the names that we've already heard. It may not, they may create somebody completely fake. Moreland saying maybe it was to turn Bin Laden, make sure I say that right, into a martyr, kick off a holy war. Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious path, wouldn't it be? You know, you take out the opponent's leader and they rally harder and wave the bloody shirt, but I don't know. I was looking at some other sites, and I'm not on some of the Islamic sites, and I'm not seeing the outrage. They're being awfully quiet. There have been some posts, like on Al Jazeera, saying, you know, dang you to hell, great Satan, you will be, you will pay for this, that kind of stuff, from just private people, not organizations. I haven't seen a huge attack on Israel, which is what I thought might happen. I thought maybe Iran would take the opportunity to go, oh, you killed a head of state, you violated executive order XYZ, you can't do that. Now, what was it, Henry Ford? Not Henry Ford. Remnants of the stroke, guys. President Ford signed an executive order that you can't target heads of state. And remember, just a couple days ago, and I don't know if they're related, but we went after Qaddafi. And we ended up killing one of his sons and a bunch of his grandkids. Maybe this is to cover that up. Maybe they're like, hey, you know, it's okay sometimes to go after political leaders. And I do think OBL was a political leader. I really do. They may say that he had no nation. That's not necessarily true. He had Pakistan. He was supported by all these other families. He was supported by the CIA. So, I don't know. Unusual, wonderful, wonderful things to think about. Tell you one thing, it sure made a great day for talk radio, didn't it? And I'm trying not to go the usual paths that they all went. I'm just trying to stimulate your minds so that you put this on your little... You should have your operational board in your basement where you add these factors up that kind of help mold what your plan is. And we talked about it, we're not going to do anything differently. We're just, you know, instead of going gold panning today like we wanted to, we went and got food. That's about as big an effect it's going to have on me. But why not turn it around and use it? Let's see if it scares people. Let's see if it gets people mad. Let's see how some of your people react to it. You know, if they just start screaming 9/11 was an inside job, we had no right to kill this guy. They're not very, you know, they're focused too much on one thing and maybe you need to do some retraining. We need broad perspective people to look at the entire horizon where the threat comes from. And that's how I look at it. All these are just pieces in a big, gigantic puzzle that the ruling 300 families, that I was reminded, I kept saying 100, it's 300 families, that are out there that are really running everything, the bankers and the imperialists. These are just pieces in the puzzle that they're using. And they may not even know always, you know, hey, you know, what's Obongo doing killing this guy? Or saying he's dead. We had a whole other plan for that. That could be part of it too. But I guess the key things that we've, even though I've only gotten two calls, but I've been reading some of the chat stuff. None of us believed he was ever really alive right now. That somehow they drummed him up or got a body double or whatever. It doesn't matter. Two, it's completely hinky. That, you know, they waited this long. Three, why'd they dump the body? Four, what's with that photo? They're really walking away from that photo. I just checked. They've pulled the photo from media sites. It's still on, you know, the conspiracy sites. But the photo of him, you know, post-mortem with his face blown up, you know, all bloody and everything. But there's no... Some of the things in that photo, which I didn't go into, there's no blood coming out of his nose or mouth. There's no blood below his cheekbones. His beard is perfect. And, of course, we found the original photos that it was taken from online. But so they pulled that. I don't know if that was somebody from conspiracy land putting it out there so we'd bite on it and go, hey, look, and then make them look stupid. Because media, you can feed media anything, and sometimes they'll just print it. They'll run with it. We see that all the time. you know, there's great hoax. I think it's called the Blue Man Group or something out there. They do these hoaxes on the internet, and not Blue Man Group, but Blue Man or something like that. So it could be, but the point of it is that they supposedly got SEAL Team 6 involved. So anybody that knows anyone from SEAL Team 6, I know you're out there. I don't know if you're a listener, but I've had people claim to know that they know that from San Diego. It'd be neat to see if they really, you know, what they do this weekend. Did they go to Club Med, or did they go over to Pakistan and do this? And who did they really kill? They were showing videos online. You know, I don't know. They said it was live, but it was supposed to be dark. And anyway, in Pakistan, of, you know, the compound burning. They had to blow up the helicopter they left behind. So that was probably something they didn't count on doing. But could you imagine if this had turned into another Black Hawk Down, you know, for Obingo? Kind of weird it all went off with only a slight hitch. Not very realistic. Not very realistic at all. No casualties that they're talking about. No deaths on our part, anyway. What I want to find out, too, when they come out with it, if you guys hear it, tell me about it. Forward it to me at dutch@dutchjones.info. dutch@dutchjones.info, J-O-E-N-S. Was there a coalition of forces, or was it just our guys? And why did it take 40 minutes? Were they trying to capture him? Did they want to bring him to trial? Can you imagine if they'd have brought him home alive?
They took breaks,
Lou said. Yeah, okay, break.
Beer break.
You know, ceasefire. They ceasefired to play soccer, just like Germany and England did in Christmas Eve down in World War One. Are we going to see... Just there's so much now. They create these outrageous storylines, but then we don't see the fallout from it. Just like Gifford being shot. We don't see a whole lot coming out of that. Are we going to see a movie of the week coming out of this rescue, and then we're going to find out a week later after that comes out that it was all made up? You know, like, what was that private, what's her name, that supposedly fought to the bitter end and was brutally raped and they broke both her legs, and then it turns out she's like, no, I hid under some duffel bags. What was her name from Kentucky, that little private, and I admire her for her honesty. She could have rode that wave a long time. So are there going to be medals rewarded at the White House for this? How many people are willing to sell their souls to be part of this farce? Interesting stuff, isn't it? Incredibly interesting stuff. And I don't have any answers. I'm interested to see what Steve Klein says. He's going to come at it from a probably completely different angle, because already that I've sent him stuff, he's like, he tended to believe the photo, and then when I broke it down and I gave it to him, he's like, you know what, that is a lie. You know, he's going to approach it where he's probably going to trust some of the military stuff, just because, you know, that's what he's trained to do, and that's not a fault on his part. But we'll get a different perspective from, a Marine, Captain Marine retired, who's been doing this thing. And I want to ask him a lot of good questions, folks, so keep them coming in the chat room. You know, what does this mean for, you know, the war on terror, those kind of things, and see if you can be kind of specific and narrow. Now, we've got a few minutes left. I've given you everything I wanted. I really expected like 7 or 8 calls from you guys. I can't believe you either agree with me, and I'm a whiz kid at this thing, or you're just tired of this topic, which is the downside to doing this show so late in the day. If I did it at 9 a.m., you know, everybody would be hopping. They took all the computers, notebooks, etc., that go through, which probably took some time. Yeah, but they said the firefight lasted 40 minutes, not the mop-up minute, man. They said they actually engaged in a 40-minute firefight, and then after the firefight, while they were collecting up bodies and treating the wounded, including enemy wounded, they said, then they got all the cell phones, iPads, iBooks, Nintendo. What are Super Nintendo? What are some of the video games your kids are playing these days? Xbox 360, the Atari systems. You know, they picked up everything that was there that was electronic, which is funny because, you know, hopefully, who are they going to go after this? What are they going to do with the intel? They're going to find out about bigger and nastier, because they're saying now that that there are plans on America that are bigger and nastier than 9/11, which, of course, either means, you know, NBC, nuclear, biological, or chemical. So if that's what they're going to do, this is setting the stage, isn't it? I didn't want to be the guy to bring that up, but they could be heading for that battlefield, and that's why this false flag now. So, guys, we're going to play some music right now, and I'm going to wait for Steve to call in. And when he does, we'll be back. This is Stronghold Radio. we're bringing you just one man's point of view here. Make sure you go to the website and chip in. It's a new month. It is May, and we need donations to stay on the air. So keep giving the love. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist because I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way. Cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I just want to get the job done. Wants to know the truth, but all he gets is phony news. His state of mind is captured by the mob's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he's sure he'll be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinners who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist. And I just want to have fun. Cha cha cha. When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
Government. There's rebellion in the wind.
New world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese here.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll send them roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everyone.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to touch Jones
radio program. And now for something completely different.
Howdy ho, neighbors. This is Stronghold Radio coming to you via Liberty Tree Radio from the little hamlet of Kaweah. And we reach you Monday through Friday here with a Christian militant worldview. Not always the views of the Church of Kaweah, but always my views and the views of the guests. I had to put that out there because we had somebody upset about some of the things we've been saying, but we're not going to stop saying them. Folks, I'm just going to start this off. I got on the line here. I got Steve Klein. Are you there, Steve?
I'm here, yes, sir.
So now the war's over. Everything's great. Your son's coming home. We got OBL. You know, manna from heaven. Happy times are here again, right?
They're even finding gold at the Church of Kaweah, dude. So it could be better.
Shh, we don't even know about that.
The only thing bad is Dutch has no friends except for Ruger, and Ruger's hanging in only for food.
There you go. Oh, I can't
War's
believe
it. War's over, dude.
Just
War's over.
What a love fest on the media today, and you know, he probably went, you know, Obongo went up 27 points, you know, he doubled it, and then it's amazing. And we're just so lucky to have such good leaders.
Friend of mine, he was one of the battle planners for the Second Battle of Fallujah, he and I had been second lieutenants in 1974, and he was bragging to me how the Marines killed 2,000 bad guys in less than 24 hours, and they lost only 13 Marines in door-to-door fighting using the modern weapons. What they'd do, as soon as they got contact, they'd call in and bring in the smart rockets, smart missiles, and kill everybody in the house. And so it was pretty phenomenal. But I said to him, well, that's good. You killed 2,000, so you got 1,498,002,000 left to kill. And he was a little angry at me.
Yeah.
But they don't understand. He's a senior colonel in the Marine Corps, and he was actually working as like the personal aide to the general in charge there, and no clue whatsoever. No clue that it's a 1,400-year-old war, Islam against the world. It's like in the old hippie days. What if they gave a war and nobody came, or give peace a chance? It's just
the other
Muslims
side
have put on
over.
A great Muslims have put on a great war, but we in the West are still trying to figure out what they're doing all over California and the 49 states, England, and everywhere else. But on the good hand, remember, we got all of those different defense leagues are jumping in, and I would say within a week to 30 days, everybody will forget Osama bin Laden. It's just all the news guys are saying, yeah, the war on terror. I said, dude, you lost. It's Islam's war against the globe, man.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of set the tone here. I said something to you on the phone earlier, and it sounded so good I've been repeating it to myself all day. Let's take the Twin Towers out of this. Let's just remove that argument that 9/11 was an inside job. I completely, you know, understand why people, you know, they don't want to talk about Islam because of that. They're just like, no, that was New World Order doing it. Okay. That same day around the world, 3,000 to 4,000 other Christians were butchered at the hands of Muslims who were celebrating what they thought was a Muslim victory against New York. Every day, churches in the world are destroyed by Muslims. Women are butchered and killed. So you can sit here and ignore all you want, saying that, oh, well, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. The federal government is using, you know, Islam as a threat. The New World Order is using, and I agree with that. But that doesn't mean that we won't have villains with knives to our necks. And so let's get that argument out of the way. We're not going to debate that here today. But what I want to know, what do you think? Was bin Laden really killed this weekend? Was he in a freezer somewhere and they hauled him out? Was he obliterated at Tora Bora? Was this a body double? What is your take on this as a military planner? What do you think happened?
Well, I know in law you have to do corpus delicti, produce the body. The Latin, produce the body. Where's the body? And I've had a number of soldiers, including my son, email me and say, hey, corpus delicti, where's the body? To me, it's so bizarre that they don't have the body. I mean, that's a giant trophy. That would be finding Adolf Hitler, World War II, yeah. Mussolini, and all of his cronies hung upside down, including his wife. And so it absolutely makes no sense to me. But then as Aaron Rasmussen, you know, one of our trainers up there, he said, Osama bin Laden, phony, fake, liar, everything else. But again, Osama bin Laden has been, since 9/11, has not been instrumental. And I like the way you framed the argument, if 9/11 was an inside job or whatnot. It's one-fourth of the globe is Muslim, and one-fourth of the globe, according to Peter Hammond, when they reach 20%, they kill the host nation. Well, they're basically at 20 to 25% globally in the host nation circumnavigating the earth, and so they're at war. Osama bin Laden is very small. He's a zero.
Well, I have a theory that they were so afraid of him that they took him to the Marianas Trench and dropped him in there so he'd be with that Transformer Megatron down at the bottom. Remember the... they wanted to make sure he couldn't come back, so they sent him down there.
Well, part of it is I sent you that photograph, and you immediately picked out that it was fake, and I looked at it in, you know, my experience from headshot wounds in Vietnam was always... half or more of the face and the skull is ripped off, and I was looking at that picture. It was weird. I just looked out. Whoever did a poor job, didn't understand what modern high-velocity weapons do to a face.
Terminal ballistics, or
and
they didn't even try really hard, so I don't know if that was to set up them. Somebody did it as a... because a lot of media ran with it. The London Globe ran with it. A bunch of other newspapers ran with it, and then they pulled it. It's since been pulled. And Obongo is saying that, we didn't release any pictures. You know, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. But
right, which brings us back to the original point, corpus delicti, show us the body. The thing that's disturbing to me is the seals, et cetera. It's just strange, you know. But again, okay, what if we take the whole story like you did earlier and we just shove it into the closet? Mm-hmm. Lock the door. We're still left with 1.5 billion people who want to destroy us. And once again, you know, if you think the New World Order controls them, that's great. I don't think they do.
I don't think Muslims think the New World Order controls them.
Yeah, you talk the New World Order. All of the banks of the Rothschilds and Bilderbergers, they're now owned by the Saudi Arabian royal family, et cetera.
The enemy of my enemy is still my enemy. That's the way I say it. I hate, you know.
Exactly.
People say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'm like, no, he's still my enemy because he still wants to kill me.
Still my enemy.
Yeah.
Now, when you get done, that's how we run it at the Church of Korea. Dutch has done a great job on vetting people and not letting them in. The Masons, the Nazis, the Masons, the LDS, the Nazis. I guess we could bring the Jehovah's Witnesses in. What do you think?
I don't know. We got a couple Seventh-day Adventist guys that aren't too bad that have popped in once in a while, but you know, it's not all inclusive. You know, there's so many. I don't know. It's just I don't want to put too fine a point on who we need to fight. We need to fight everybody who's an enemy of Christ.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. And they're using this to make it look like... In fact, here, let me give you this one. How do you feel that the President of the United States bowed down to Muslim burial laws and dumped him in the ocean?
Crazy.
If that's true? What do you think about that one?
That's disgusting as hell. We're Americans. We're not Muslims. We're Americans based on, you know, the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 10, the Law of Nations, the law written on the heart. And this, once again, it begs the question, well, that's a convenient argument. I've never heard of a Muslim being buried in the ocean. The last I saw, most of Saudi Arabia is desert. Yeah, sure, it's surrounded by the seas, but, you know, it's kind of hard for somebody to die in Riyadh or Mecca, and they got to go 300 or 400 miles on foot or camel and dump them in the sea. Once again, there's no credibility there. My son, you know, the kid that was blown up as a combat medic, and he's real familiar with medicine. Him and his buddies are all... saying, well, if he was on dialysis, it would be real easy to track the flow of medicines and all of the other stuff, the electricity going into that compound. There's just too many questions coming up. I still think the 101st Airborne whacked them back at, what was that, Operation Anaconda.
Yeah,
that's what I was briefed by the Marine Corps. Yeah, Bora Bora. And so all of a sudden, you know, you got the fake birth certificate thing. Everybody's looking at that like, yeah, is that like Pee Wee Herman trying to find his bicycle and it's in the basement of the Alamo? The whole story is kind of crazy.
Now, the question that nobody really wants to ask, okay, so he's been in Pakistan for 8 to 10 years. Why are we still dealing with Pakistan as an ally?
Absolutely. Well, and cell warfare is good, but it's only so good. And being able to secrete himself away for 8, 9, 10 years like that, nobody knows where he is, I don't know. Cell warfare is only so good. You're going to get a number. Your people are going to get whacked in cell warfare, and that's why you want to diffuse it and federalize it, put it all over the place, spread it out, kind of a form of insurance. But it's kind of a crazy deal. But once again, we come right back. We got 1.5 billion people. We got at least 150 million warriors, two-legged warriors, and we've got at least 150,000 two-legged suicide intercontinental ballistic missile suicide bombers all over the place. And again, if the war on terrorism is over, go to Dearborn with Reverend Terry Jones.
Yeah.
And stand up there. Did you see the videos where the Muslims were riding?
Yeah. They attacked them.
They don't think the war on terrorism is over.
And those were moderate Muslims, according to their mosque.
Yeah, a moderate Muslim doesn't have the knife in his hand cutting your head off. That's a moderate Muslim. He's warming up. He's putting his knife on the whetstone. So the new world order, Islam. And once again, the long train of abuses as the Muslims continue to grow and increase numbers. 20% in the United States is 60 million. And New World Order, et cetera, ain't going to be able to handle 60 million Muslims in the United States.
It's kind of like they raised a pit bull and it's gotten out of hand. You know,
Ruger got some, he got some nuclear chemicals in there and he grew into a pit bull and now he's going crazy.
What do you think that our federal government is going to exploit this for? Because it's obviously farcical. I don't believe any of it. What do you think they're going to use it to their, I mean, other than being reelected Obongo, of course. What do you see coming down the pike? Do you have any opinions on that?
That's a real good question. We'll have to see what unfolds. Primarily, I see it as getting him reelected. The senior staff, the flag grade officers, generals, and admirals, I don't know where they're coming on this. I don't trust them at all. They don't seem to be in touch with reality. You know, it's kind of like dealing with a drug addict or a former drug addict who's, you know, the synapses aren't connecting all together. The multiculturalism, the diversity is almost like a drug for these guys. That's how they get promoted up to the top, by selling their souls. Oh, yeah, I believe in diversity and multiculturalism. Oh, okay, you can be an admiral, you can be a general. It's they all seem to think that they can get along with Islam. To me, it's bizarre.
Well, what are you telling your guys? Are you telling them to be ready for counterattacks and false flag events? What are you telling your folks?
No, that's a good question. That's a real good question. No, it's just Islam is violent by nature. Islam is always violent. For example, tomorrow we're doing a high school outreach on Islam. Thursday we're going out and taking on Musnad Siddiqui, who's being awarded a humanitarian award by the Orange County in Southern California, and he was the lead Muslim Brotherhood for the whole United States. So we've been arguing with, there's 24 members on the Orange County, California Human Rights Commission, and they all think this guy is great. And we've sent him, you know, page after page after page, document after document after document, that he's a proven member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they just blow us off. And when we did the Corona outreach, we were clever. We got in, we got out using cell worker code 20 type warfare. Then we found out through one of our moles that the Muslim kids at the Corona High School were beat up 4 or 5 of the kids who were walking around the campus the next day saying, hey, yeah, did you see the videos of Muhammad having sex with a 6-year-old and Ayatollah Khomeini? And so the Muslims are by nature, they're Satanists like the Pharisees and what they did with Jesus, you know.
Exactly.
That's what the Muslims will do. So Dutch has got a great deal going. Larry Wick comes down May 20th. My wife and I are going to be there.
Excellent.
I think I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I told my wife, yeah, he's going to teach a petite girl how to take on a great big guy. She says, I'm going. Well, she never goes anywhere on stuff like that. I said, cool, you're in.
We just got
it. We can put her and Stacy can fight each other. Well,
yeah, yeah. It'll be great. Yeah, they can be partners, Stacy and Lorraine. We got a letter. Actually, we saw something on the Larry Wick's website. One of his students heard a... He was an instructor. One of his instructors heard a ruckus in what city? Remember the city?
Somewhere in California.
Somewhere in California, heard a ruckus out in front of his house. He runs out, you know, in his pajamas, barefoot, and he sees two cops fighting with a prowler, and the prowler's getting the best of these two cops. He stabs one of the cops. The cops goes down. The Larry Wick instructor, who I think is going to be here with us.
No,
it's a different one. Comes over, takes the knife away from the prowler, and subdues him for the cops. Made the cops look like idiots. And
awesome.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. We've got a lot, you know, that I'm so excited that the Mrs. is coming up. Lorraine's coming up. And
well, you know, that hits it. Okay, so what if it's a New World Order, the Muslims, Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, but using the Larry Wick stuff, doesn't matter who's behind it, you're going to be able to take these knuckleheads on. And he took the knife away from them. Bingo, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the way it is, the way it goes. Lou says it's not going to be the same instructor, because that guy's from Phoenix that's coming up, right? Yeah. But I guess that's the point there. We're not going to let this change how we do anything. You know,
yeah.
Obongo gets some, you know, boosts in the polls. He may get reelected off this. I mean, it's going to be, you know, Obama gets Osama is going to be his campaign T-shirt. and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. You know, we're going to keep being basically good Christian militiamen, following the Constitution, following the law, being defensive, not offensive in as far as arms go, but offensive in the gospel and in politics, which is what our God-given right is to do, and just keep doing it. And they're going to do what they're going to do. The New World Order through the government's going to shut down, you know, public speaking arenas because of this. They're going to make it harder to get on a plane because of this. There may even be false flag or actual terrorist attacks in the next few months. It's going to happen anyway. We're headed down a path to world chaos one way or another, whether you think it's biblical or political. That's the way we're heading. It's a showdown that was started centuries ago, and not just with Islam, but Islam's going to take advantage of all of it. Do you think Islam cared about the Vikings? No. Do you think Islam cared about the little fightings in Germany and Prussia? No, but they exploited them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the Muslims were big-time supporters of Adolf Hitler, and they actually, working in conjunction with the Third Reich, did rebel in Iraq, and they almost won. And long story, but yeah, it's Islam at war, it's Satan at war. I mean, you can go underneath, just put Satan at the top and then draw your little diagram with all of the different satanic groups all working to destroy the church. We know we're going to win. We're going to win because Stacy and Lorraine, Lou, Dutch, myself, Pastor Warren Campbell, we're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. Saturday night I was talking to a small group, about 30, and I got a little fired up, and I said, you know, frankly, none of you guys are doing anything. All you're doing is talking, but come up there with us. We got Christian militia up in Central Valley. I didn't describe where, but I told them, and they all looked at me like, and then I got emails today, we're very interested in the Larry Wick training and the militia training and blah, blah, blah. So, absolutely, we're not going to back away or back down because Osama bin Laden's been dead for 10 years or 72 hours. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This, the New World Order, Islam, all of these creeps, the New Agers, the environmentalists. The environmentalists are all being funded by the Saudi Arabians. That's why we can't drill baby drill and all the other stuff. It's and so if we're going to end up doing gold prospecting, then we got to know the Larry Wick training. The gold prospecting, I think there is a huge potential in that, especially for the church at Korea. Bringing folks in there, you know, as a family deal, you can have some fun. The gold that you find, you can keep. We're going to charge very nominal fees to do it. We're going to make it so it's family friendly. And then you can actually bring your family, and it'll be more, I think, it'll be a lot more enjoyable than Disneyland or any of the other bogus places.
Yeah, you're gonna
I was excited when you told me about that, Dutch.
Oh, yeah, that was great. The our prospector who trained us, I haven't shared this with anybody yet. I just said that we could have gone prospecting today, but we didn't. We went and got food instead. But he came by today, wanted to take us gold panning, and he went to one of his claims up the road that we were going to do that he's going to allow us to use. And he kind of, for about an hour, I spoke with him before he left, and he told us, he goes, yeah, it's 21 days, you can live on it, and then you have to go off for a day, go take a shower, come back, go get your food, whatever. He goes, but you can stay on the land when you've done the claim. He's got 140 acres on just one claim behind us. Just one claim. He had to give 10 acres back under the Clinton regime because they annexed part of his claim as national forest land, right? National monument. And so they took some of his land, but he says that's okay. There wasn't any gold on that part anyway. But he went for the whole thing when he got it. He wanted to make sure he had a big enough chunk. He went up there today, and he's got keys to the gates. Because his liberty predates the liberty of the National Forest Service, because his liberty comes from the 1860s, or 1866, correction, mining laws. The mining, the zones that they started here, were the first governments here. And even before, when this was still Spain and Mexico, there were mining claims here, and they fell under their own jurisdiction. And all of you that love jurisdictional stuff, you know, you can get, I'll get into that. And it's a hassle. I mean, you've got to be able to do the paperwork right and be willing to stand up to these little tyrants who tell you one thing when the law says another. He was telling me stories about how they wouldn't give him a key to a gate. They put a lock on one of the gates so he couldn't get to it. He went all the way to the top, and now he has the key. He goes, but most people run away going, oh, I can't, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. He goes, but I proved that the two immediate managers here in this Sequoia National Park were liars. You know, they're saying, oh, you can't go in there. You can't go in there. You can't. He goes, I have a mining claim. I can go wherever I want to get to it. I have freedom of access to it. And, you know, there's so much I'm learning. There are cattlemen's claims, grazing claims let me get this right, Bureau of Land Management land. You can put a grazing claim and, you know, a homestead. The Homestead Act is still there, folks. They didn't void it. 140 acres and a mule or whatever, you know. So there's still opportunity here in America. I think the mule was for slaves. I think we just get the 140 acres. But there's still opportunity out there if you know where to look and to seize it. And liberty is still there. You know, we kind of got off the subject of OBL, but I'm excited about this. And when he comes back like 15 minutes before he goes in there, he goes, hey, are you in the radio studio? Yeah, just come on in. Because he comes in the door and he goes, hey, I found some gold up there today. I'm like, oh, you know. Because we were going to go with him, but I decided not to. But it's right where I was going to go pan for gold. He's just panning now because there's a temporary ban on sluicing. Or not sluicing, but what are they called? Dredging. Thank you, Stacy. On dredging. And he says, you know, they you know, because it hurts the fish, even though there's no fish that high up in the stream. But
suckers.
Yeah,
suckers.
Yeah, it's coming off of, you know, snow melt, and that's it. You know, there's nothing there. But where he goes is BLM. He's not in the national park, but he's right up against it. I mean, he's just like 75 feet away from the national park, and they come out and stare at him when he does his gold panning and stuff. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to getting people in here. I asked him if he'd be here for the October weekend thing. He says he'd love to do that, to teach people how to pan. Because we got a stream that goes right through the edge of our property. Actually, there's two. One's man-made and one's natural. The natural one, he says, is where he wants to do it, Mannequin Creek. And he says he'll try and do it. And he was going through the histories. He's been researching. Being a prospector is kind of cool. It's like being a treasure hunter. He has to go to. He goes, I use the library. I like the books. He does all the research, you know, finding where old claims were and what people found and what they wrote in their journals. And then he goes and looks for it. And it's a great opportunity, I think, that people are overlooking, especially at $1,500 an ounce. Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's a cash business, guys. And there's no recording. There's no reporting of it when you go to the assayer's office. So.
Yeah, I think you're taking the right idea, the right attitude, and that is liberty. Give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
Live free or die, the motto of New Hampshire, and Osama bin, Obama and Osama be damned, who really cares? one way or the other, something's going to bust. It's getting ugly and whatnot. The Larry Wick training, the training by Dutch, Code 20, all of this stuff is really, I can just sense a lot of people. And you know what's really surprised me? The Church of Korea really opened my eyes. All of a sudden, everybody, I'm going to be silly for a second, everybody at the Church of Korea was like 175 years old. It was like the Night of the Living Dead. I'm looking around going, well, there's Dutch and
all the people who founded the church
Stacey.
Back in the 60s, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Dutch and Stacy and Lou, and I'm looking around, and then the rest of them are all on life support and walkers and stuff. I went, I don't think we're going to do well anyways. We started working on it. You started working on it. Pastor started working on it. We started working on it. And
praying.
Lo and behold, in about, 90 days or so? Praying, yeah, 90 days. Now you got, 10, 15, 20 young people there?
We got a bunch of younger folks. We've got folks wanting to come in. We've got, it's still growing. It's still got its place. And we still got and the key thing here is, giving them something to do. Just don't show up and talk.
Yeah.
Don't sit around the table, eat food, and go, oh, yeah, the New World Order is really bad. And ever since they let the Fed come in, I'm so sick of people doing that. They don't want to do anything about it. And I'm not saying go out and burn a building down or anything. I'm saying prepare your minds and bodies for it. And the same people that complain, they're the same people that don't show up for the trainings anyway. When we do the trainings, they don't show up. They've always got an excuse. And all of our training doesn't cost, folks. I've said that. The only time we charge is when there's facility costs and travel time. But every Sunday, I do FEMA training. And we trained last month was, getting your loved one out from underneath a concrete wall. And everybody loved it. Next month, I can say that now in June. Oh, man, it's going to be a good one. I'm going to be showing you terminal ballistic wounds. I'm going to be showing you crushed people that, decided to fight with a train and things like that. I'm going to show you I went to the pastor. I said, look, this is what I usually show the firemen and the police when I do the training. And the civilians, I tell them they can opt out of the class. He goes, no. We'll put a bucket in the back of the classroom. If they have to puke, they can go to the bucket. He goes, they need to see this stuff. He's trying to wake up a lot of people.
One thing you might just throw in there for fun, because you already did it, show how the media and the New World Order show how they take photos dress them up and lie. Show them the fake picture of Osama bin Laden and how you analyze it, and you say, that's fake as heck.
Yeah, and we found the original photos and put them together and said,
look
what they did. They composted it.
Yeah. Intel 101 show that. That's really important and help a lot of people. Too many people look at photographs and they go, there's the picture. It must be true.
Picture's worth a thousand words, but it's also, it could be a thousand lies.
As soon as you and I looked at that photograph, we were like, Sergeant Aaron Rasmussen, my son, and several other soldiers who'd been in actual close combat, they all looked at it and started laughing immediately and went, that's not real.
Yeah.
So it's great intel training, and that helps a lot of people. So, yeah, I think you got the right idea. I wouldn't even worry about Osama bin Laden. He's been a zero since 9/11, whether that was an inside job or not. I'm convinced that the Muslims did it. But and once again, the Muslims have their own Code 20, and they can take low-tech and destroy high-tech, Restrepo. And we're already doing the same thing, Dutch and myself, with Pastor Campbell and a lot of other guys. Using our heads, we can tackle high-tech and, the big tanks and all that other stuff. So a lot of it's just a boogeyman. They're not going to bring M1 Abrams out there and, F-18s. They're not going to do that. They don't have the resources for it. So why not have some fun? Come up, do some gold prospecting, do the Larry Wick training. We're going to make money off it. We're all going to become instructors, and we're going to open a dojo down here. And
there you go.
Dojo with your mojo and have some fun.
Well, that's I think let's end it on that. Well, Steve, I want to thank you for calling in and giving your opinions on this.
You
will be on tomorrow night for your regular show where we could talk about all kinds of stuff. So you guys want to tune in then. I want to thank you, Steve, and we'll be back after the break. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, buddy.
Goodbye.
seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty. March along with the piper, boys, we were born forever free. Let's go pay the piper, boys, beneath the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty. Pay the price they're asking, boys, always pay the tyrants fee. Never give up the struggle, boys, fight for the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty. Stand for the rights of man, boys, stand against all tyranny. Hang the lance of freedom, boys, high on the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info. Every time you play this, Lou, I feel like I should be addressing the troops with a fog on the horizon, sun coming up, saying, look to your left, look to your right. Everyone you just looked at is probably going to be dead today. No. I am Dutch Jones. I'm in the middle, so if I look to my left, look to my right, you're both going to die. You're both going to have to carry my wounded carcass. This is Stronghold Radio coming to you from Cahuilla, California. Sequoia Mountains, bringing you a militant Christian worldview. Not everybody likes it, and that's not why I do it. If I was doing this to be popular, I'd go work at the local radio station down in Visalia and get paid $10 an hour to do this instead of suffering through my art to bring you what my opinions are and the opinions of others that I think you need to hear. It's not about me. And those of you that keep trying to make it about me, you're wasting your time. It's not about me. I'm nobody. Nothing I've said, I've done, or I have done, or who I've done, or what any of that stuff matters on here. What matters are the topics. What matters are the issues that we bring you. And whether you're motivated by ignorance, hate, jealousy, or whatever, you're just wasting your time. I tell you, I don't read the emails. And I don't care about your concerns if they're not in alliance with what the holy cause of liberty is. So you can save your emails and your IMs and your confrontations, because I'm not going to play the game. Little personal note. So what do we think? Before the break, General Carver in the chat room asked an excellent question, and I tried to get to it with Steve, but I don't think he wanted to go there. But I want to go there. What is going to be the final result of the exploitation of this false flag OBL assassination attack thing? Well, here's what I think. I think we need to be watching for a false flag attack. I totally believe it. Earlier this morning, the folks on the intelligence report said, you know, watch the kosher mafia. Well, I'm going to say watch federal employees, too. Look what they're doing. If you see high-ranking families that work for different groups in your area start to leave and go to their vacation homes, things like that, if you see them stocking up, which they're supposed to be doing anyway, remember what Napolitano told them to do? I'm waiting. Right now, I can't see them not exploiting this. You know, the Crum Emanuel theory, let nothing go unexploited, whether it's a good incident or a bad incident, planned or natural. So General Carver wants to know what I think, in my opinion. Well, I'll give it to you. I think they're going to increase security everywhere. I think they're going to go out of their way to make it harder to access public buildings. I think they're going to make it harder to do business, make transactions. They're going to follow the money. Our communication devices are going to become infiltrated, even more so than they are now. I think the gropings will continue and get worse at the airport. I think the checking on Americans, they're not going to go after the Muslims. They're not going to go watch mosques. They're going to check on people like you and me. I'm already getting emails that people are noticing increased surveillance and nosiness of local LE on what they're doing. We're an open book up here, so it doesn't really matter. I talk about on the radio our training and all that kind of stuff, and the only people that get upset about it are the people who don't understand what we're doing. But law enforcement's kind of like, you know, whatever. They come around when there's a spike in interest or some idiot shows up that's associated with some stupid group, and they want to know why we're maybe letting them come to church. Well, we let everybody come to church. They just don't get to play with us. So if they come to church here, it doesn't mean they're playing with us. So that's the kind of, I think they're going to make it harder to get ammunition. They're going to make a move on weapons. Because you're going to, I think, and I don't think it's going to be a nuke. I really don't. I mean, that would be the Hollywood way to go, but I think it's going to be mass shootings again, and it's going to be somebody with high cap mags. They're going to go after high cap mags. They're going to go after ammos, the kind of ammo you can have. They're going to go after reloading. How much powder can you have stored? The reason I'm telling you is these are things they're already doing in California. They've already got the paperwork. They just need to apply it nationwide. Gun shows. They're going to close the gun show loophole. I think they're going to use this as the false flag events roll off of it, there may be a mixture of actual events and false flag events. You're going to have some maniac infiltrators in the military kill some of their fellow soldiers. If you don't think it's happening, you haven't been following. In Afghanistan and Iraq, there have been like all kinds of Muslim policemen and soldiers that have been killing Americans and trainers from other countries. They just haven't visited upon our doorstep here because it hasn't been ready yet. And I think it's ready now. I think Obongo needs your fear level to be huge. Now you're loving him, America. You think, oh, he's great. He killed the bad guy. Ding dong, the witch is dead. You know? So just be looking for the manipulations that are out there. The twists in the stories, the manipulation of elections. I think we're going to see some of that. They're going to have to get their key players into key positions. What did he do last week? He manipulated people around in his cabinet, CIA, FBI, Secretary of Defense, didn't he? Just before this. Why would you make great big changes like that right when you're planning a major military event? Unless you're not really planning a major military event, but you want people to think you are, because the people that are in those positions now aren't team players. Why did he move Panetta around? Why did he move Petraeus around? Uh-huh. You guys wanted my opinion. Somebody asked me for my opinion. That's what it is. I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but if you guys, do you agree with me? Do you not agree with me? The phone number is 559-346-8362. 559-346-8362. I see strikes on fuel supplies outside the U.S. to continue to squeeze. Because it's funny, our usage is not down. We're up 3% in California from what we did last year. For usage for fuel, and fuel's more expensive. So people aren't driving less. That's a myth. They're paying more. People are paying more and they're still using it. So they've got to stop that. They don't want you moving around, so they're going to have to cut the supply. So there's going to be a tax on oil tankers probably, pipelines, refineries. Libya's going to heat up. I think they're going to heat up Libya. Watch for Yemen, Qatar, Saudi Arabia will be next. And we're going to side with the Muslim Brotherhood. We always go in with the wrong guys. And I think they're going to really run with it. But on the above line side, they're going to create a new era of super patriotism. You know, hey, we all deserve more security, so let's all sacrifice. And so be watching for that. There's going to be these. There's going to be a public awareness campaign to look for domestic terrorists, not the raghead terrorists, not the Unabomber, not the suicide bomber, but the Unabomber terrorist. Hey, is your brother-in-law a little wacky? Is he living up there in Montana? Does he like guns? You might want to let us know about that. Yeah. Your wife's nephew. Did you see him reading the Anarchist Cookbook once? You might want to tell us about that. So the police state will go huge. General Carver saying that, or, and I like his comment here, they can use it to claim victory in the war on terror and scale back ops in Afghanistan, Iraq, and more. Yeah. They may start cutting that back and applying that money to the deficit problem. Which I don't know what General Carver's view is, but I don't think we should be over in these countries anyway. We should. I'm an isolationist. I'm exactly like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Trade with all nations, entangling alliances with none, and we definitely shouldn't have our standing army over imposing democracy on anyone. I hate democracy. It's supposed to be a representative republic. So yeah, they could do that too. They could say, hey, look, I was making jokes about it. Hey, we won the war on terrorism. Maybe they're going to run with that. And really make it look like, there'll be peace for 7 years in North Africa and the Arab Peninsula. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think we're at that time yet. It's not nearly as bad as it was in 68 to 70 AD Jerusalem. And I don't see any Roman legions running around under Titus. But a little reminder here, we're going to run out of here right at 7 o'clock our time, right at the top of the hour. No goodbyes, just save the message and run, because we have to go to a town hall meeting. They're going to talk about extending internet access on our neck of the woods, and you know how much that means to me, so that I can do my own 24-hour radio show out of here, and we definitely need that, so we're going to go and see what the options are, and everybody else at the church is gone, so I'm going to go by myself, I guess. But let's not get too close to what happened today. Let's not get target focused on it. Let's step back and look at the big picture. I don't know if I said it in this hour or the last hour or the previous hour. On your big board of things going on, just put it up there. Feed it into your analysis and take a look at it. What do they have to gain from killing Obongo? See, I did it again. From killing OBL now. The names are too similar. It's just terrible. Well, we know the war on terror is unsustainable. The wars in Afghan and Iraq, they will get scaled back and they will end when we collapse. They will end when we collapse. I'm not sure I understand that. Maybe if we continue to scale back, never completely getting out, and the war won't actually end until we can't afford to wage it. Yeah, I could see that. But we have to look at what do they have to gain by killing OBL, and it could be as simple as just getting reelected. Yeah. A lot of people had to, be involved in that conspiracy just to get reelected, when all they have to do is rig the voting machines. So I don't know if I buy that one. But he may be trying to get legislation through that we don't know about yet, some gun control legislation or some anti-terror legislation. It could be stuff we don't even see that's on the table yet. It depends what the born-on data this is. How long can they ride this wave of, Obongo got Obama? Osama. I've always had this problem. This isn't because of my stroke. Even before, I couldn't. I hated it when I had to talk about both of them in the same sentence, because I couldn't differentiate between the two. And maybe there isn't. Have you ever seen them together in a room? How tall is Obongo? He's like that tall? I don't know. Maybe they're the same guy and I don't even know it. Maybe he killed his alter ego. But where do I go with this? Where do I go with this? Where do you go with this? You know, I for one was laughing when I saw this last night. My first, you know, the people are treating this like the JFK assassination. When the World the Trade Centers fell, you know, everybody will know where they were when they found out that OBL was finally captured and killed. No, not really. I probably won't remember it. I think it was, what, May 1st? May 2nd? I don't even know what day it was. I gotta look at the count. Yeah, yesterday was May 1st. I was laughing. I was like, didn't they say he was dead a few years ago? You know, then they dismiss it and say he's not the goal of this mission anymore. He's not important. He's just one man that we've isolated. He's unimportant. Wow. They sure changed their focus, didn't they? You know, he went from being the most wanted man in the world to being dead to not being the focus of everything. And then all of a sudden to being dead again. Whirling, thanks for tuning in. Hope you catch, you know, whatever's left of the show on the podcast. Make sure you tell others. That's everybody's gonna. We need to have another listener drive. You guys need to make sure you send the link dutchjones.info to like 10 people after the end of the show. Tell them they want to listen. You know, they need to listen. Tell them if they don't listen, you're gonna come poke them in the eye. Spread it around, share it around. We need to build our listenership here. I don't know if we're on Liberty Tree Radio right now. I have no idea. I don't see them in the chat room, but sometimes they come in under guests, and they do that. So I find out the next day that they did run us. So we need to increase our listenership. I haven't looked at the numbers for this month yet, or last month, but I bet they're down. I will continue to prepare for the coming economic collapse. We should react to this by renewing our efforts. Because this is somewhat of a major event, and they will use it somehow, General said. Just thoughts on my general outlook and observations. I see Freedom's going to post some stuff. Now, that first comment was from General Carver. I'm doing pretty much all I can anyway. And we've just got to make do with what our resources are. I see Freedom saying, first, we know supplies will be cut off in process. Second, exchange for existing goods will be degraded and in process. Yeah, food supplies, sorry. He's typing them so fast I'm blurring them together. Exchange for existing goods will not be in currency. Food supplies and quality will be degraded and in process. Transportation of goods will degrade and are in process. Well, you know, I think transportation is going to get tougher and tougher as they control the fuel. And more and more truckers are just going to get out of it, and food's going to rot in the fields. So unless you live next to the huge valley that I live to and can take your mule down and get the food, I don't know what you folks in the city are going to do. Our mobility is degraded, yeah. False flag event finishes off the initial assault, yeah. That's a very realistic scenario there, I see Freedom. I don't doubt that at all. I mean, anything's possible. I don't pretend to know. I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. He's saying then here, seventh, if that's not enough, scorched earth policy. Sounds like Stalin's back in office the way here, you know, like he did to the Ukrainians and in the Ural Mountains. Yeah, dictators do what dictators do, and the New World Order is the worst of the dictators, no matter who's in charge. It's a terrible place to be, you know. Those of you that think it's the Pope or the Caliphate that's coming and all that stuff, they're going to do what they're going to do because they work for Satan and their orders are going to be the same. You know, punish the followers of Christ, make them suffer, make them bleed. And all of you people that go, well, it's not about Christ, it's not about this, it doesn't matter what you think, you're still going to be in the crosshairs of all this. And even those of you that join the enemy, when the time comes, you're useful. Idiocy will no longer be needed. You're going to suffer the same fate as the rest of us that resist. So what's the answer? Resist. Resistance is not futile. Resistance is duty. In most cases, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God in most cases. Unless it's God's will that you be punished and be sent into captivity or slavery. But I'm not going to pretend to know the mind of God. I assume that if for some weird reason I do end up in a FEMA camp, it's pretty much God's will. I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to do everything I can to get out. But I've been pretty obedient. I've been pretty forward-thinking in how we do stuff. Am I as prepared as, say, Mark Kornke and those folks? No, definitely not. But I'm way better off than most. I'm definitely probably in the top 20% for preparedness. IC Freedom says there are tons of WMDs in the U.S. Yeah, both domestic and brought in, brother. They've proven over and over again that nukes have been dragged into this country from foreign entities, and our government let them do it. And why did they let them do it? Because they want them here. They want to be able to destabilize our government. Everybody hates what has happened in America. We were the thorn in the side of the New World Order from the very beginning. They did not expect this experiment to work. And it didn't work very long, 100 years or so, and then they were able to start to cripple it under Lincoln and since then. But no, they want to wipe us off the planet. That's what the other side wants, and we have to react accordingly. No matter what banner they're flying, what mechanism or system they use, we have to respond accordingly. We have to meet force with greater force. And that scares a lot of people. But the reality of it is, it's all around us. The evidence is around us that the plan that IC Freedom and General Carver are bringing up is already being executed. And to sit here and say that there is no war on the Christian people, that there is no New World Order, that there is no evil, satanic, Luciferian, kosher mafia, Zionist, Zog, is to ignore the facts. Something's going on, and it's evil. Label it however you want. But if you ignore that there are not evil forces at work in this world, and they're out to eat you alive, I don't have any opinion. And yeah, people that are key players, General Carver, are going to be taken out first. People that are in leadership roles, that's the sacrifice that people today that have worldwide or even nationwide audiences are willing to take. I had somebody tell me the other day, hey, I'm not willing to go to jail for what you guys are doing. And if you guys keep doing it, I don't want any part of it. I'm like, well, then leave. I didn't say that to him. I didn't know what to say to the guy. I was so dumbfounded by that statement. You better be willing to write it out for what is righteous and honest, or go play your game somewhere else. Because they will come after the people with strategic strikes. Maybe that's what they were practicing on OBL. They want to see how they can get out militia leaders in the U.S., drop into their compound with a helicopter and shoot their wives. Neither here nor there. But, we're getting the stories about camps being built in the Pacific Northwest, which I think is incredibly stupid, because if they put a camp in Idaho or Montana, people I know are going to go loot them and let everybody out. So I don't even understand why that would be happening. They, the same people that run the DMV are also running the New World Order. In fact, I think the head of the New World Order is that big fat black lady that works at the DMV down here that always gives our people trouble. There's so many mechanisms they could use, but we can't sit up all night worrying and planning for every single one of them. You do what you can do. You put your faith in God alone, not in chariots or horses, and He's going to answer your prayers, and you're going to play the part that God has intended you to play. You're going to do exactly what you can, where you can, when you can, if you just give it your all. If you run away from the battlefield screaming, that's between you and God. But if you're jeopardizing people, that's cowardice, and I don't recommend that. I wouldn't want to stand before God and go, yeah, I was a coward on the battlefield. Not knowing what they're going to do is part of their tools, part of their toolkit. So you can't get upset about it. Don't get upset not knowing what they're going to do. Just know that when that knock comes in the middle of the night, when you hear whatever angry forces come against you, you know what you're going to do. And right now, that should be flee to a stronghold or flee to a better rally point where you can be with others. Because no man is an island. No lone wolf's going to make it. I don't care who you are. Although these last few days, I've been kind of wishing we were lone wolves in our family. How can you be lone wolves? It's like the Lone Rangers. I wish I had a smaller pack of wolves this weekend, let's put it that way, and that's what I need your prayers on. I mentioned in the first hour, there are just some people that really let you down and really surprise you. But that's nature. That's the way it goes. As we get closer to calamity, you're going to see more people falling by the wayside. You're going to see more vines withering. You're going to see less fruit on given trees that you once had huge faith in. All you can do is just pray to God about that. I'm not a preacher. I know what the scriptures say. I don't, you know, I'm supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 70. But if they don't want forgiveness, then there's nothing I can do. Plus, if I do forgive them and they still continue to act like an idiot, I'm done. These are times that are going to test men's souls and women's character. It's a leaning time. It's a culling of the herd. And people are going to take themselves out of the fight. I thought I was wrong. A few months ago, I thought we were going to see a growth in people joining us, but I don't think so. I think that God has chosen the numbers that he has chosen. It's like Gideon all over again. The 300 are chosen. Was it on Lexington Concord, like 124 people? I'm probably wrong about that, but I know it was under 300. God has chosen his numbers, whether the people know it or not. And everybody's worried about a consensus. Oh, we need to get everybody awake. We need to get everybody in on this. Do you really think that during the American Revolution that they had a consensus? No, 3 to 5% of the people triggered that revolution against the oppressive British. Sure, more poor people joined later, but the majority of it was 10% on either side and everybody else in the middle. 80% were sheep that everybody had to wade through or ignore or work around. So my focus has shifted. I'm not looking for a lot of people to join the cause. I'm looking to help those that have already made the decision. Those ones that have already chosen to be a sheepdog, those individuals to be a sheepdog, I'm trying to let them know that they're not alone. And as the poodles nip at your heels, as the sheep complain and whine, don't let it get you down. John Carver says, one thing that I feel in my heart is to say that I am realizing that we in the Patriot pro-constitutional movement must be ready to experience intense fear, intimidation, and self-doubt. Man, you nailed it right there. I experienced similar things all in the last few days, if not months. With my stroke, it really started with the stroke. I've been reevaluating my life since the stroke. Fear, I've lived with fear all my life. I know how to deal with it. I'm not one of those guys that says, the only fear I don't have is the fear of public speaking. But other than that, you know, fear plays a big part of my life and I understand it. I fear losing things. I fear being embarrassed in public. I fear letting people down that I respect. Like I fear letting my pastor down. I fear being discovered for the total sinner that I am. Although if people are righteous in their own self-evaluation, they'll know it doesn't matter. So you're right. Intimidation and self-doubt. Self-doubt is the worst of those, I think. We have to stick together. We have to work together. We have to fight together. And be ready to cut some people loose. I'm sorry to say that, but I think that's true. I don't think it's about raw numbers. I think it's about quality of people. God will send the people that he's chosen to send to us when the time comes. And to stay safe as long as we can and to be ready. And every day I get up, there seems to be another ailment fighting me, but I'm just going to keep fighting, folks. Wow, I don't know where this went. We're talking about OBL, all kinds of stuff, and it always gets down to the emotional, spiritual part of it, doesn't it? Because that's where I think the core is. You core listeners that keep coming back, I want to thank you so much. It means a lot to me. You're my real friends. I may never meet you face to face. I may never get to know, you know, how annoying you really are, nor you I. But I enjoy this time we have together when we have it. It spiritually boosts me. It encourages me. It causes me to want to do more. To those of you that I do get to meet, I look forward to the next time that we meet. To our pod people, thank you for tuning in. We're gonna bust out of here and go to the town hall meeting, so don't bother calling me. I'm going to turn my phone off to go in the meeting hall. God bless you in all you do. Remember, sword is heavy. The battle is hard. Victory is the Lord's alone. We're just here to take part where he allows us to. Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow.